When it comes to adopting mobile computing, the Defense Department moves about as fast as a Sherman tank in the mud. It wants to get things just right so mobile devices don't compromise network security. One hurdle for software vendors is the Security Technical Implementation Guide, or STIG. Without it, their stuff can't be used on DoD networks. AirWatch makes mobile device management software, and it just received STIG certification. Founder Alan DeBerry joins us now to explain how the process works. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me join with you today.
All right. Tell us what the STIG process looks like from the outside if you're a vendor trying to get accredited.
Well, it's a pretty tough process, and we went through a lengthy process with DISA. And there's a series of steps you've got to go through. Clearly, number one, you've got to have a sponsor. But secondly, then, your product needs to meet all of the 294 NIST recommended requirements that come out of the MDM Security Requirements Guide. And that is a very robust document that really drives everything from security to privacy to usability and making sure that these products can't fail. Ultimately, then, you've got to go through a step-by-step process to prove to DISA that you meet every one of those criteria, and you've got to make an exact duplicate of the DoD environment to show that you work within their environment, not just in isolation. And then finally, there's all of the process hurdles of editing the STIG, getting it through their process, and getting it approved.
So how long did it take?
You know, it took us over 6 months to get that process. Of course, it took us years to build the product to get it to where we could even go into that process.
So I guess we should review what mobile device management software is. You and your competitors make software that can see mobile devices, smartphones and tablets, and control them from some central place, basically. Is that how it works?
It does. So you think about a smartphone. A user's got to configure that, just like they did in the past on a desktop. Well, we've got a piece of software that you can literally just text a link to a user. They click on it, put in a passcode, and hit enter. And we will come out of the air and set up all of the email, calendar, contacts, Wi-Fi credentials, VPN, applications, content management, all the security settings. And so literally within 1 or 2 minutes, a consumer-grade phone can be set up as a military or business-grade product with a great deal of security, exactly specified to the use case of that individual user, and fully secured.
All right. So earlier you said that you had to set up an environment similar to what a DoD network looks like. How do you do that without getting on to a DoD network?
Well, you've got to set it up partly in their centers, partly in our centers. You've got to have people that have degrees of security clearance. You've got to be able to set up the network environment. So this doesn't just mean your product sitting on a server, but it's got to be interconnected into every other piece of software that the DoD is going to link it to. So things like the Active Directory and the network access control and the IP address management systems, things like that. So it's a pretty lengthy process to just set up that environment and then go through and prove every piece of functionality that is in the SRG.
And so what are the chief security concerns that the Defense Department has with this type of software and with mobile devices in general?
Well, you know, the whole security model has been flipped and changed. The old world of security was keep all of your data in a data center, put up a firewall, keep the data in and the bad guys out. Well, you think of mobile, all of this data is going out on these devices. And so you've got a loss of control, if you will. And so the big fear is data loss and data loss prevention. When you start putting all of these sensitive documents, emails, attachments on devices that are very new and not always designed for either military or even commercial business-grade security, you've got to add those components. So, you know, a great example is just voice activation. Very simple things like configuration of, is voice activation before or after your authentication and passcode, can really change the security parameters of that device. Because with it before the passcode, you can literally pick up a phone, hit the voice activation button, and start doing a lot of things that military and commercial businesses wouldn't want you to do on that device.
We're speaking with Alan DeBerry. He's the founder and chairman of AirWatch. And now, when I look at my mobile device and I sync it up, that colored bar gets a little longer every time I do, meaning I'm running out of space to store things. And so, but all my information is there when I want it. For DoD use, I guess in general federal use, isn't it possible to configure the devices so that when you're done with data, it disappears and it's no longer on that device?
Well, that really really becomes a little bit more application-centric. So you think about your email. Well, yes, you've got settings that say I only want to leave so much email, but what it doesn't say is I want this email left behind, I want this email taken off. So until you start getting into much more application-based security, that becomes harder at the general device level. Now, that said, with content management, we've got a product called Secure Content Locker that knows exactly what documents are on that device. It's got data loss prevention criteria on every document to know whether it's encrypted or whether it's just virtualized or whether it's never loaded directly on that device. So there are a lot of strategies to be able to do exactly what you said, but some of it's at the application level. Some of it's got to be built in specifically, sort of almost document by document.
So is that part of the process? I imagine DISA and defense agencies that are using MDM or mobile device management software want to be able to see into the device, even though it's not plugged into the wall the way all the PCs are.
It's absolutely part of that process. And that's why I said I really think the hardest part for most of the vendors is not getting through the process. It's actually having a product that has all of those capabilities, because this is such a new area and you're dealing with an environment where there are so many different devices and realizing, again, there's a new mobile operating system every 15 days that a vendor needs to keep on top of.
That is to say, you mean the updates that are issued by the Googles and the Apples and the other companies, the Blackberries and so forth?
That's exactly right. And again, realize Android is not a single instance of Android. Now you've got Samsung and with their Knox products and all of the other versions of Android all being updated constantly by the vendors.
Now, the first word that comes out of everybody's mouth at all of the mobility conferences, and there's about 42 of them every week here in the federal government space, the first word is security. Is it safe to say that at this point in May 23rd, 2014, that agencies can rest assured that solutions exist such that they can have faith that their mobile devices are secure?
Well, let's start with nothing is absolute. We've proven that time and time again. So the answer is that, yes, these can be secured. A product like AirWatch that brings in lots of layers of security at the core chip level, at the operating system level, at the application level, these devices can be secured. When you think of the fact there's a billion devices in the world, they're being used by enterprises all over the world in the most security-conscious applications. The answer is absolutely. With the right technology, these devices can be secure.
So if you look across at all of the different markets, because, I mean, AirWatch started and, you know, your competitors also started as commercial products, how does the federal government compare to the commercial environment relative to its degree of sophisticated or business-like adoption of mobility?
Well, the federal government is just so much more thoughtful because the ramifications are so much more dire in terms of a problem. Not only the headline risk, but the actual national security. And so, while the commercial enterprises are all extremely security conscious, they really don't necessarily have the people to put such a robust process in place of the testing and the final this is exactly the way we are going to deploy. These are the exact requirements we've got. The federal government has to be twice as thoughtful because of the size and the scale of their deployments about things that can go wrong and the sensitivity of the information. So, well, it's a little bit more of an ad hoc process, and I don't mean to say it's not highly thoughtful and very secure. The federal government goes through a much more thoughtful, secure process. Security-oriented process of how they approve both the devices and the security systems and the way they run in combination with each other.
Now, the last time I was in a taxi cab in New York, the seat started vibrating, and I thought, I didn't put a quarter in a slot here. Why is this doing this? Somebody had left their cell phone, and it fell into the seat, and so it started ringing, and I found it. What happens under an MDM situation if an officer or a federal manager has their smartphone fall out of their pocket in a taxi cab somewhere and somebody finds it?
The answer should absolutely be nothing. So step one is all of that data is secured through lots of layers of encryption and identity management before anybody can get to it. Number two is that individual has his own choice to go to a self-service portal and be able to either wipe all of the sensitive data or enterprise data or even the entire phone. Thirdly, they can report that to their help desk. That help desk can send an immediate wipe command, and these literally these wipe commands can be delivered to those devices within seconds and completely wipe either all the corporate data. And in an environment where somebody has personal data on that same device, we can let that personal, non-secure data survive the process. But in instances where you want to wipe the entire device, we can set it back to a factory reset, knowing that that data is truly wiped and never recoverable by anybody extracting it off the hard drive.
So all those selfies right down the drain. And what about the really smart owners of mobile devices that might be able to hack into them themselves around what the settings are that have been distributed by the MDM? I imagine that's a concern of DoD also.
Well, it's clearly a concern, but it just can't happen. So any kind of jailbreak or rooting of these devices gets identified by the technology. That technology that we put in place is actually executed with every application that runs, so we know that that's a secure and properly configured device as soon as an application launches. And finally, if the way MDM is applied to the devices, there are things that an individual can change about the preferences of the phone that are not security related, but all of the security settings can be locked in place where, for example, a user might be able to put more security on the device, but they cannot remove any security that is put on that device.
Alan DeBerry is the founder and CEO of AirWatch. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom.